The Ticket and Sonic Drive-Ins present Mad Radio's Bowling for Spares, July 14th at Showplace Lanes in Euless. Log on and sign up to bowl at theticket.com.
The time is 11 past 6 from the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
We're joined by the remainder of the crew this evening. The Cobra, Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, scaling Mount 12 Big Ones. Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith with Trefico Trefico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, Dave in acquisitions. We have about 45 minutes or so left tonight. Anybody watching Wimbledon?
I watch too much of Wimbledon.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I watch a lot of it. I love it.
You watch it, Grego?
Whoa. Oh, dear. No, not really. But I may watch the finals. But I'm not into the tennis has gotten boring lately. I mean, especially on the men's side. Just a big, giant serve, and that's it.
You watch any of it?
No.
Have you ever been interested in tennis, though?
Marginally, back in the day.
Like in the McEnroe-Connors days?
Yeah, that was Borg and McEnroe and Connors and
that was
Martina and Chrissy and all that.
Yeah, it was awesome. Hey,
don't you agree? I mean, the way that, you know, the oversized rackets now and, you know, players, they're bigger and stronger. And all it is like Andy Roddick, his matches are nothing but serves.
That's why it's great to watch Agassi play. Agassi's like the last of a generation.
The baseline
really,
guys.
Yeah.
You know, he'll come to the net. I mean, there's no reason for Roddick to go to the net. No reason.
He's good, though.
He's good because he can serve.
But so was Sampras. Sampras had the best serve in the game, and he still came to the net. I mean, Sampras was the best player in the world, too.
Well,
he had everything.
You watch Roddick. I mean, I'm no expert, but he didn't go to the net because he doesn't have to, and that's high risk.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love
him. You played
Wimbledon.
Him, didn't you?
I played with him.
Oh.
Yeah, he was an old doubles partner of mine back in the day. I love tennis, though. This is great.
Is it?
Yes, it is. All right, so today is a special day in my family because the patriarch of my entire family, my grandfather, as of today, is 99 years old.
Wow, that is great.
99. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
And going strong.
Will he make 100?
He's going to slaughter 100.
Yeah, I think he probably will. I mean, his mind is perfect. He walks with a walker now, and that's the only reason you would ever know that he is above the age of 75. I mean, he certainly doesn't look like it. Although today we went to lunch, and, you know, he's had incidents where he lives with my parents now, but when he was living up in Wewoka, I mean, I think it was a year and a half ago, he was up in his attic at 97, fell through the roof. Through the roof, into the garage, got pinned in between the side of his, of one side of the wall in the pickup truck, and was just laying there, couldn't move. Was like, well, hopefully someone will come over here in the next couple of days. And my uncle lived across the street and came over like, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours later. Merle, you all right? Where are you? He's like, I'm in the garage. He was pinned in between his truck and the wall. So the other night...
Was that pretty much it for your parents when that happened to get him down here?
Yeah. The other night, he was asleep and my dad was on the computer and my dad heard this like cataclysmic crash like you just played, Psycho. Some glass breaking and everything. There's no farting involved, though. And he walks in, and my grandpa had had, like, some bad dream, and he had, like, wrapped his arm around the lamp cord, which is right next to the bed, and, you know, just had some convulsion, basically, and pulled the lamp onto his head. And my dad walks in there, and there's the lamp laying there, and the just gave him a big old bruise from his cheek all the way down to his lip. I mean, he's... Just stuff like that happens to him. But he's 99, and the thing that amazes me the most is I can promise you there hadn't been a day that has gone by since that guy was probably two that he hadn't had at least 2 helpings of fried foods.
He likes the fried meats, right?
Fried anything.
I like the story you told where you broke the news to him that you and Julie don't eat meat anymore.
He didn't even know what that meant.
Well, what do you eat?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about vegetarian, that just, that's foreign to most people in their 60s and 70s. But someone who is pushing 100, a vegetarian, you don't eat meat? You know? I mean, that makes no sense to someone of that age.
It's not good for you. He's right about that. It's not good for your gastrointestinal tract.
Maybe right. But, yeah,
You need meat to deposit parasites down there.
Deposit parasites?
Yeah, and eat stuff up.
Is that what's wrong with Jason Giambi?
That's exactly what's wrong with Jason Giambi.
Oh, okay.
Too big of a parasite got deposited down there in him.
What, his agent?
But think about all that my grandfather, at the age of 99 or 100, whatever, he has seen the complete advent of modern society.
He was born in 1905?
Yes. Every single thing modern he has seen, invented. He has been alive for the invention of that.
Not fire. I was around for that.
It's nice to hear you finally admit it.
Like cars? I mean, modern transportation.
He took, he rode his horse to school as a kid. A horse.
Well, my dad did that. My dad was born in 1930.
I couldn't do that.
Because you fear the horse?
That's right. I fear the equine.
He was of the age that he was too young for World War I, which he wanted to go to. He was too old for World War II, which he was just dying to go to. Because he could fly. But he couldn't because he was just too old at the time. He was too old for World War II, and he's still alive.
What did he do for a living while he was working?
He was a banker. Very generic term. He was a banker. He was actually
a banker? He was a small-town banker?
He was actually a bank inspector for the government. You know, he would make sure that things were going right and that, you know, people weren't stealing money and stuff like that. He would travel a lot.
Yeah, is he your grandfather that worked on the Eisenhower Tunnel?
No, that's the other one. That's my dad's. He's been dead for a while. But he was of the age where he played high school football. He was a track star at his high school. And he went to Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma, on a track scholarship.
In 19 what? 23?
Oh, here we go. I knew it was going to get worked into this.
No. This is a great story. So he goes up there, and they gave him a full scholarship, except for he had to pay for books. Now, he grew up in a little tiny one-horse town up in Wewoka. And so he goes to the bookstore to get his books, goes to class, and, you know, they tell him what books he needs to get. So he goes to the bookstore, and he was like, he didn't know he had to pay for it. He's like, well, I'm on scholarship. And they go, well, you still have to pay for your books. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. So he goes, well, see you later. Turned around and went home because he couldn't buy his books.
So he left school?
He never went back.
He turned away a full scholarship because
he couldn't afford books.
I was just verifying. I'm not criticizing the guy.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. So he just went back. And he went back and played high school football for another 2 years.
Quit school for lesser reasons than that.
Who's going to stop him?
Wow.
Yeah. So he's got...
Not a lot of stringent UIL rules.
No, the UIL wasn't real big back then. So he's got these old pictures of him wearing the full Newt Rockne era football garb with the leather helmet, you know, and I think he's got some old shoes, I think, or pads or stuff up in Oklahoma still to this day.
Wow. Gotta bring those up.
I mean, he's like Jim Thorpe's age.
I mean, that is amazing when you stop to think what all he's seen.
Yeah.
Two World Wars. You know,
born in 1905. I mean, everything from the modernization of transportation to an iPod.
Danny asked me earlier today if he knew what the internet was, which he's aware that it exists only because my parents
think he could sign on.
No, and nor does he want to, nor does he care. You think he could work a cell phone? No, and he doesn't want to. You know, He got a microwave, I think, for the first time like 6 or 7 years ago. Just because...
He needs a cell phone.
People of that age, they don't want anything to do with modern cooking technology.
No. No.
I bet he didn't like electric stoves. He didn't like the old gas type.
Right.
Because my grandmother said many times, cooks better.
He needs a cell phone, though.
My grandpa needs a cell phone.
Yes.
For what?
The same reason Jordan does. It's an electronic leash.
But he's not going out partying.
Well, if he wanders off, though, which sometimes they will do, sometimes they will wind up out of bounds, you need to be able to get a hold of him. He needs to be able to get a hold of you.
I'm telling you, he wouldn't know how to work it. And no matter how many times you showed him how to work it, he'd just, yeah, whatever.
Like a VCR?
Oh, never had a VCR.
I'm getting him a Game Boy Advance for his birthday.
Yeah. Get him like a...
Think of the things that guy has seen. Think of the presidents. I mean, 1903, was that Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, it was Teddy Roosevelt.
Wasn't it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
You don't know.
You're a presidential expert.
Well, I can just name him. I'm not an expert. I can just name him in order, that's all.
Roosevelt, Wilson was World War One. Was Roosevelt right before that?
No, Taft was before him and Roosevelt before that. I think Roosevelt was around the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So he's been alive since the Rough Riders era. Yeah.
Right.
Since Roosevelt. Teddy. Not Franklin.
Teddy Roosevelt. He's an amazing guy, though. I mean, he's so sharp as far as his memory goes.
And that's what would be amazing to me, because of that age and what he's seen, he can still tell you about it.
Yeah. He saw a public hanging. I mean, he remembers that. Hey, it happened, you know? It's not like he was a part of it. He was a kid. I think he was around 5 or 6 years old. And up in Wewoka.
That used to be common.
Yeah, there was a black guy who raped. Well, odds are nothing happened. But he remembers his dad and mom going, "Don't go downtown today. Don't go downtown." Well, when you're a little kid, what are you going to do? Go downtown. And, you know, he showed me. He was like, "Yeah, this tree, I mean, you go downtown." He was like, "That was the hanging tree." He's like, I saw a hanging there. It was horrible. I mean, you know, it's bizarre. All the stuff that has gone on in his life that he has gone through. You know, all the way
with his own eyes. I mean, it's not something he had to read about.
All the way from the advent of airplanes to 9/11.
Yeah. I mean, to where airplanes were something that was futuristic in what they could do, to where they're turned into a horrible weapon.
Yeah.
And everything in between. You know, commercial travel. I mean, when he was born and when he was growing up, I mean, getting from the coast to the coast, that was tough.
It was a couple of weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, by train.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now you just get on the airplane and, you know, you're there 4 hours later, 5 hours later.
I think during the... during Prohibition, he and my uncle...
Bootleggers?
Yeah. They ran... I think they ran booze.
Small towns were.
I had an uncle that did that.
Yeah. I mean, that was fairly common.
Yeah. I had a lot of relatives that were customers. I don't know how much running they did.
I'm going to start bootlegging.
Why not?
Good idea.
You know, a lot of bootlegging laws are still on the books. You know, used to taking... You know, possessing Coors beer, or it was, that's what Smokey and the Bandit was about. Like bootlegging. It
always
was.
Always comes back to this.
It was.
Here we go.
There's still bootlegging laws on the books.
I remember asking him, I was like, "Hey, you know, was it tough to get a drink during Prohibition?" He was like, "No." Because that was the stupidest thing in the world, Prohibition. I mean, drink.
That was their drugs.
Yeah.
Those are their illegal drugs. It's
so
like
easy
right
to
now.
Get.
Is it hard to get pot?
Pretty dry right
now.
I
don't know.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You can get the homegrown stuff.
I can get it in an hour. Any town in America.
Do it.
Well, I can.
We've always challenged Grego every time we go out of town.
And he'll never do it. He always says that. He'll never come through on it.
Just tell the cops what you're up to. You're conducting an experiment.
I can get dope.
For the radio.
In any town within 1 hour.
Any town.
Yeah.
Even a little tiny town?
Well, maybe not a little tiny town, but any major town.
Town over 25,000,
30,000? Yeah. Within an hour.
Go to a pool hall? Is that your...
That's it. Or a bar.
And ask the bartender.
That's all you got to do.
Tell him you want a dope ball.
Yeah, want a ball of dope. Well, that. I'll do that on myself.
Well, anyway, happy birthday to my grandpa Merle. By the way, you asked Merle what his middle name is? I don't know.
What do you mean he doesn't? Probably didn't have one.
He didn't have one. He's like, I might have, but I'm not sure.
Well, you know what? He doesn't care.
No. Does he? No. He doesn't think he does.
He's well, I mean, do you know what it is?
No.
Is it Corby?
No, it's not Merle Corby. But it's Merle spelled M-U-R-L.
That's common. That was common back then.
It's phonetic.
Now, when you took him to dinner, I mean, to lunch today, jumpsuit?
No. He actually wore...
Because he does wear the jumpsuit, doesn't he?
Oh, he loves the jumpsuit. Loves the jumpsuit.
We all should.
He wore pants and a shirt today. So, but happy birthday. Very proud of him.
1 year from today, we're going to be talking about triple digits.
Oh, there will be a massive party. He always said that he wanted to jump out of an airplane on his 100th birthday.
It's like, dude, that one tap to bring it together.
Yeah, slow it down. Stand back, burrito.
All right, community quit
against him?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it.
Take him up on a tandem.
Yeah.
Let him jump out.
He would do it if my parents would allow him. My parents.
Your mother?
Oh. She barely allows me to work up here.
Community quick hits are next.